Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. Today's Daf Yud Tes. We're on Yud Ches Lamed Beis. We're up to the third line where the lines get skinny, where it says V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. So we learned yesterday. We're not V'chein Amar Rish Lakish. Kan Shana Rebbe Yedir Safik Mechalekas Lachat. That's what we're up to. So yesterday, somebody eats a piece of meat. Right? Somebody eats a piece of meat, and it was suffik if it was chalef or not. Maybe it was chalef, maybe it wasn't chalef. After he ate it, he didn't know it was a suffik when he ate it. After he ate it, somebody told him, oh, that was a suffik if it was chalef or not. Right? Then he ate another piece of meat. Right? Then he ate a second piece of meat. Then someone told him, that was for sure chalef. That was for sure chalev, right?
Is that Yom Kippur?
No, not Yom Kippur.
Oh.
Right. So the fact that he had two yedios of suffik, they're mechalik, they break up, right? Fine, that's all you need to know for now. V'chein amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is the same thing. Kan Shana Rebbe, Yedias Safik, Mechalakos Lechatos. Yedios of a Safik, what do I mean, Yedios of a Safik? Yedios, knowledge that I might have done something wrong out of a Safik, knowledge I made a Safik, is Mechalakos Lechatos. Could divide it up for Chatoses. So if I ate a piece of meat, not knowing anything, then someone told me, oh, that was for sure a Chatos. Right? That was for sure a Chalev. Has been a Chatos. Happens tomorrow. I have to bring chatos again. Why? Because the yedios break up for a chatos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No. Ein yedios suffik machalekas lechatos. That's not true. Ela hachi katani. Here's how we're going to say. Kishem shem haisu yedia vadai. If you had a yedia vadai. Maybe I'll call achas v'achas. Kach. So too. Haisu yedios suffik. Maybe ashem tole I'll call achas v'achas. Okay? Fine. It's a machlokas about that issue. Now, Bishlam alor b'yochanan, according to b'yochanan, it makes sense, hana de katoli l'asham b'chatos. That's why we're making an asham into a chatos. Right? What did we just say? I said a case was, he ate a piece of meat, and someone told him, that was a suffik chalev. Then, so he ate another piece of meat, and then someone told him, that was a vada chalev. You said to me, Mati, it's an asham and a chatos. Right? But they don't mention Asham here.
What's the first one?
They're only talking about a chatos. Why? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you only chayev once, that makes perfect sense. Ela l'Rish Lakish, chatos, ba'asham yivayale. Should be chatos, there should be an Asham stuck in here. Okay, kasha, it's a kasha. That's a kasha, doesn't make any sense. Okay? Fine. Now, V'rami, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, we really stopped like right in the middle of the whole sugi. It's hard to just pick up in the middle, but okay. V'rami de Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yochanan, v'rami de Rish Lakish, de Rish Lakish. The truth is, the two of them say opposite things anyway. Did Tanya, Shnei Shevilim, ready for this case? Shnei Shevilim, there were two paths. Echad Tamei ve'echad Tar. One path was Tamei, and one path was Tar. One path had a dead body buried there, the other one didn't. V'halach, listen to this, very difficult cases. So halach barishon, you went down one path, v'lo nechnas, and you don't visit the Beis HaMikdash. Then, b'sheni, you went down the second path, so you're for sure tamei now. For sure tamei, you went down both paths. V'nechnas, you went to the Beis HaMikdash. So chayiv, you're chayiv. What are you chayiv? You're chayiv a carbon olaviyoreid, because you went to the Beis HaMikdash while you were tamei. Shouldn't have done that. You should go to the mikveh first. Right? Because you went down both paths, there's no question now you're tamei. Right?
You knew one of them was...
Everyone knew that, yeah.
You don't get courage for that?
Not Peshogig. He did a Peshogig. He did a Peshogig. He forgot. Oh, I forgot. That was the path with the dead body. I forgot. Chalak Barishon. He went down one path. V'nichnas. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. Potter. He's Potter. Why is he Potter? It's a Suffolk. You don't mean a Chatz on a Suffolk. For some reason, we'll read the parentheses here. Basheni, then he went down the second path. Now v'nichnas, and you go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Chayev. Yechayev now. Why? Because he went down both paths, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Yechayev.
After the first one, Yechayev in Rosh
Hashanah? No, maybe not. We'll see. We'll get to that in a minute. Halach Barishon. Halach Barishon. You went down the first path. V'nichnas. You went to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, v'hizeh, you go. You realize, you go to get the Paraduma. Right? V'shana. You do that third day, seventh day. V'tava, you go to the mikvah. Now, v'halach, v'sheni, you go back to the second path. V'nichnas. And now you go to the Beis HaMikdash. You're chayev. You're chayev to be a carbon all of Yorid. Why are you chayev to be a carbon all of Yorid in this case? Why? What?
For certain you were tame when you went to either the first time or the second.
Correct. Even though...
But shouldn't the mikvah have broken it up?
The mikvah broke it up, no?
Yeah.
I went to the mikvah. I went to the Paraduma and I made myself tar. I went down the second path, went to the Beis HaMikdash. Why am I chayev to be a carbon? Right? Reb Shimon Pater Bezu. Reb Shimon says, in this case, you're Pater. Says Rashi on top. The Shnei Tumos Ninu. It was two separate Tumos. Akol Chada V'chada Knisa Ikalim. Every time you went to the Beis HaMikdash, Ikalim Ema, you could say, Shvil Zehoi HaTar. This is a Tar one. Hilkach Leka Yediya V'adas Petchila. There was no Yediya. Now, the Tumos Mikdash, new requirement. But Inon Yediya Batchila, you have to have the idea when you start off ubasov, and in the end the helam bein tayim, and you require a helam in between. You don't have that by other things, but by betuma you have it. That's what Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, someone else, poter bekulam. Mishum Shimon. He says all the cases you poter, because Rabbi Shimon would say, afilu bekamaisa, even the first case when you went down both paths, even that case, Amar Rava. Yeah, even that case. You know why? Here's the case. If you go into Halach Barishon, you went down the first path. Ubishath Halacho Basheni, and when you went down the second path, Shachach Shahalach Barishon. You forgot you went down the first path. Since you forgot you went down the first path, when you went down the second path, what do you really have? Only have half a Yediyah.
Well, it's still a Sofet then.
Right? No. Ubaha Pligi. Tanakama Savar. Mixas Yediya, Ki Yediya Damya. You only have half a Yediya. What's the half a Yediya? I'm going now down this path. But I went down the other path yesterday. I forgot about that. So what, says Tanakhama, so what? A Mixas Yediya is considered a Yediya. Therefore, you went down both paths with a wrong Yediya, and Yechayev Echatas.
I don't get the concept of Mixas Yediya.
Mixas Yediya means...
Mixas Yediya. You remember half of it?
Yeah, you remember half the story. You went down a path on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, you went down the other path. And on Monday, you forgot what you did on Sunday. You forgot. People forget things. You forgot. Okay?
The problem is here...
It's a half idea. You forgot about Sunday. You remember about Monday.
The problem is, why is there a suffix here?
Because there's a suffix where the tumah is.
I know, but there's not a suffix where your tumah is.
Oh, so we'll get to that. So, Reb Shimon Savar, Tanakhama Savar, Mixas Yediyah Ki Yediyah Damya. Reb Shimon Savar, Mixas Yediyah, Lav Ki Yediyah Damya. It's not a considered Yediyah. Okay? Since you on Monday, you forgot what you did on Sunday, right? It's as if you didn't have a Yediyah at all. Now, you're saying, but you went down both paths. But that's not enough to make you Tamei. You have to have Yediyahs. Why? That's what the Zohar said. It's not enough just to walk down both paths. You have to know what you're doing. And here, the guy forgot. So you forgot, it doesn't count. So it's a machlokas whether it counts.
So therefore, we're never coming.
What?
We're never coming.
What do you mean?
We don't know. Well, if you walk in a cemetery, I think you'll have a good idea.
It's a suffix.
But on one side ground.
Right.
What's the halacha? If you walk down one path, you didn't know that that the path was coming, you find out later. Somebody tells you, by the way, you walk down that path is 1,000% coming.
So you could be not coming. Why is that true? Because there's a rule that Safek Birishus Harabim is Tahar. You didn't know.
You walk down Island Avenue.
Right.
And I come up to you and say, by the way, Island Avenue for sure has a body on it.
Right.
So no Safek.
I don't know. It's a good question.
You had no idea.
So maybe it doesn't count because you don't have any idea. That's what Rashi ended up. Aval akol chada v'chada k'nitha ikalei b'shvil zehoi. Oh, the shvil is Tahar.
The question is, why do you need a case of two paths? You have a case of one path. You just didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I hear. So we're not finished with this. We're not finished. Maybe it'll explain itself. Amar Mar, we just said...
For this whole story to work, there must have been a idea that one of the paths mm-hmm. was Tameh.
Yeah. So that's for sure true.
Yeah, so that
we just don't know which one.
Get rid of.
Right. Well, we just don't know which one.
Right.
Look, Amar Mar, we just said, Halach Barishon, if you go down the first path, the Nichnath, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the Hiza, you go to the Paraduma, the Tavah, you go to the Mikvah, the Halach Basheni, and then you go down the second path, the Nichnath, you go back to the Beis HaMikdash, Chayev, you're Chayev. Am I Chayev? Why are you Chayev? Halo Havala Yediyah, you didn't have a Yediyah. Why didn't you have a Yediyah? Because I went to the Mikvah. Amarish Lakish, Hamani, Rabbi Shmali. This is Rabbi Shmal, Delo Boy Yediyah Batchila. He doesn't require a Yediyah Batchila. So the fact that you went to the Beis HaMikvah is irrelevant. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afil Tamar Rabbanan. It could even be the Rabbanan who say you have to have the Yediyah Batchila. So why if I went to the Beis HaMikdash, I was walked down one path, went to the Beis HaMikdash, went to the Mikvah, now I went down the second path, why am I Chayef? So the answer is, Kan Asu Safek Yediyah Ki Yediyah. Here, they made a Safek Yediyah into a full Yediyah. So we the yeshiva students, thought that he meant to say, Kan Asu Fuhu Adin L'chal Torah Kula. Everywhere else in the Torah as well. So Kasha Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Kasha Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yochanan. Here he says, he seems to say that a Safek Yediyah is like a Yediyah. And everywhere else, yesterday he said, it's not true. Kasha Rish Lakish Adir Rish Lakish. And it's a Kasha Rish Lakish as well. Why? Because yesterday Rish Lakish said that we break up the Chattases, which means a Safek Yediyah doesn't count. And here we say it counts. So Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan's not a Kasha. You're reading more different. We said Kan Asu. Here I made a rule. Safek Yediyah Kediyah. Avu B'chol Torah Kul Lo. But the rest of the Torah not. Not the rest of the Torah. I didn't say that rule. My time or not? Hacha Gabi Tumak Ziv. It's a special pasuk. It says V'Ne'alam Mimenu. You forgot. V'Hu Tamei Yatamei Yediyah De'Isbe Nami Safek Chayiv Kra. Because even when you have a Safek, the Torah says you're Chayiv. Avu B'chol Torah Kula. But in the rest of the Torah, Ksivit says, O hoda elav chataso. You have to know. E is la yediyah hudu mechayiv. If you know, you chayiv. El Rish Lakish kasha. But according to Rish Lakish, it's still a kasha. So the Gemara answers, Adamukim la kerebi shmal, lukme kerebi. So why didn't he hold like Rebbe? He could hold like Rebbe. That a suffix yediyah is like a yediyah. The Gemara says, the Gemara answers, HaKamash Malan, Rabbi Shmuel Nami, Lo Ba Yediya, Betchila. That Rabbi Shmuel holds, you don't need a Bediya. That's why Rabbi Zalkish said, I hold up Rabbi Shmuel, just to let you know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi hold the same thing. So HaMafni Tzinibu, we know that already, did not. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, V'Nelam, Mimenu, Shtei Pa'amim, V'chayav HaKol Helam, Tum V'Helam Mikdash, V'chayav twice, V'Helam Tol, Am Helam Mikdash. The Gemara says, Itzrich, I need a Pasuk, I need Rabbi Zalkish to tell me anyway. So I would have thought, let's lay Migmara. Less a mikra, less lay migmara, it's lay. He didn't have a pasuk, he only had a svara. Kamash Malan, he even has a pasuk. Okay, that was hard. It was right in the middle of a sugya from yesterday. Now we're starting a sugya that's going to take us for the next 2 days. Okay, it's fascinating. It's fascinating gemara. We're going to spend a month on this gemara. Ready? Chelev v'noser lefanov. They're both not kosher. You have chelev and noser, you're not eating either of them. Chelev and Noser. V'achal echad mehen. V'en yadea ezim and achal. You don't know which one you ate.
What's the difference?
So do you have to know what isser you're doing? Or it doesn't make a difference? Ishto nida v'achoso imo babayis. Your wife, who's a nida, and your sister are both in the house. Shagag v'achas mehen. You were together with one of them. V'en yadea ezim and shagag. And you don't know which one. Why don't you ask them? Because they were sleeping. Shabbos v'Yom HaKippurim. It was Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right? Not and Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos followed by Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur can't be today, but Yom Kippur is on a Friday or a Sunday. V'asim malacha ben hashmashos. He did malacha right at that twilight point. V'eni yadea be'ezim hem asa. Did I do malacha on Shabbos? Did I do malacha on Yom Kippur? So you say, what's the difference? So all three cases, what's the difference? What's the difference? What shreif you ate? What's the difference? What is there a rise he slept with? What's the difference? No, it makes a big difference. So Rabbi Eliezer Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Elazar says, Chayav Echatos. Why? He had the halachic principle. What's the difference? Right? Rabbi Yeshua Potter, Yeshua's not your Potter. Why? Amr of Yossi, we'll see why. Amr of Yossi, Lo Nechlaku ala Osa Malacha Ben Hashmash Yeshua Potter. No one holds Yechayav on Ben Hashmash. Shani Omer, Mixas Asa Hayom, O Mixas Asa Lamachar. Because the Aveira goes through whatever you're doing. It goes through both days. So if you show Yechayav, Aman Nechlaku, you know what they're arguing at? Al Osa Malacha Besoch Hayom. Now you did malacha during the day, but the any day in my Shabbos, also Yom Kippur. You don't know, did I do that on Shabbos or did I do that on Yom Kippur? I don't remember. We're not talking about a twilight where you could be both days. We're not talking about that case. We're talking about a real, just like the other two. I ate a piece of meat. Was it chaylev or no, so I don't remember. So same thing over here. I did malacha. I know, I remember I wrote that letter. Did I write it on Sunday or did I write it on Shabbos? Was it just Sunday or was it Yom Kippur? I still remember. Oh, al oseh the any day in the ezim malacha oseh. Or, you did something, but you don't even know what you did. You did a malacha, ala oseh, ve'endeh me'ein ezeh malacha oseh. Did I plow, or did I write a letter? I don't even remember what I did. Sherbi Eliezer mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says mechayev, because he holds from the halachic principle, what's the difference? And Rabbi Yeshua says yipater. Amr of Yehuda.
From bringing a carbon,
yeah. No, it's chayav nothing.
Nothing.
Right, nothing. Amr of Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Tana. Poter hayu Rabbi Yeshua af me'ashem talui. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeshua says you don't even have to bring an ashem talui. What's the svar for that? So the Aruch Haner explains. Why do you bring an ashem talui? You bring an ashem talui to protect you till you find out that you did something really wrong, then you have to bring a chatos. So the Aruch Haner says most people, if they have two pieces of meat, one was kosher, one was not kosher. You ate one, and you don't know which one you ate. Someone comes and tells you, by the way, you ate that one of those pieces of meat. Yeah, one of them was treif. We don't know which one. So what's the human nature? I probably didn't do anything wrong. I probably ate the right one. That's common. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not. Hashem wouldn't let me do something wrong. I probably did the right thing. So because of that reason, you have to bring an ashem talui. Maybe you did something wrong. You need a kapara. Here, you know you did something wrong. I just, Rabbi Yeshua says, I know you did something wrong. Guy knows he did something wrong. Why is that bringing anything? We'll get to that. But he knows he did something wrong. He just doesn't know what. So what do you mean he's going to say, I didn't do anything wrong? He knows he did something wrong. He ate something treif. Just what category is it? That he doesn't know. So what does he need an ashem talui for? He's going to do ketshuva anyway. He for sure did something wrong. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't even require an ashem talui. You hear that? You agree with that?
One second. Does he bring a chatos?
No. Nothing.
No, one second. But isn't the Ashram point of Ashram Tal until you need to bring the chatos later?
That's because the chatos is a shogig. So it's a harsh religion. And the Torah requires you to bring the chatos for a shogig. Here, he did something wrong. I don't know if it's a shogig. What? Stop amazing.
It's not amazing.
He ate it. And it's definitely wrong.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Rashi says he thought they're both mutter. He thought they're both mutter. But the psychology is, now someone tells him they were both not mutter. It's really both usher? Yeah, but one was this and one was that. Okay, so why is Rabbi Yehuda saying he punted for a carbon? We don't know. Rabbi Yehuda says he even punted for an ashram tali. Why? Because he's for sure going to do tshuva. Because he knows he did something wrong.
But how do you tshuva without a chatas?
Or an ashram?
Neither one? Yeah. Reb Shimon.
So it's the same, like, I don't remember if I went into McDonald's or McDonald's.
Correct. No. But they're both treif?
No.
McDonald's. No. They're both usher. They're both usher. Right. Right. I went to the kosher one. Here, they're both usher. Reb Shimon Shazuri Omrim. Lo nechlek wal davar shuhu mishum shem echad shuhu chayev. We're not talking about... They don't argue. It's very hard. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua do not argue on Shem Echad. What's Shem Echad? Shu Chayev. They both hold Yechayev. What's Shem Echad? Says Rashi. Kigon. Shtei Ilanos. Two trees. Shalmin Echad. Lefanov. There are two apple trees in front of you. V'lo yada imizeh lakat imizeh. Did I pick on Shabbos? Did I pick the apple from that tree or from that tree? There's no machlokas about that. What?
Different.
Didn't we say what's the difference by the case of two pieces of meat that are both not kosher? Yeah. And Rabbi Eliezer said, what's the difference? And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you're pater. Says of Shimon, if it's one, two apple tree, we'll get to there. It's two apple trees. What's the difference which apple tree you picked the apple from? What's the difference on Shabbos? What's the difference? Shehu chayiv. Sharei yada b'may chata. You know how you sinned. Eze malacha asa. You know which malacha you did. Shebelakita to enim chata. You picked out a fig. What's the difference? Which tree it was? Alman echleku. But by the way, the fact that Rabbi Shimon said that implies that the Tanakama, whoever, Rabbi Yehuda, would think they're arguing even about that. Because Rabbi Shimon comes along. They're not arguing about a case with two, with one tree, or two trees, with one. They're not arguing about that case. Sounds like someone thought they were arguing about that case. I need Rabbi Shimon to come along and tell me, no, they're not arguing about that. It sounds like someone hopes they are, right? Aman, what are they arguing about? Aldavar Shumishim Beis Shemos. Two things. What are two things? Shrebi Elezim Chayev Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua Poter. What's two things? Look at the next Rashi. It's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Kigon Safik, I don't know how this is really possible. Kigon Safik Katsar. It's a Safik if you took the apple off the tree. Safik Tachan. It's a Safik if you grinded up the apple. Grinded. Inami or. Safik Te'enim. Safik Anavim. It was a Safik. It was a dates or olives. Enough about grapes, I'm sorry. V'chein, ben mischavin lezu, v'ose ezu. I wanted to do this and I did that. What are we even talking about? What are we talking about? So we'll get to that in a minute. Deba, it says the word ba in the Torah. Deba, the kasa of bekra, bein ayadia, whether you don't know what you did, bein achet, he. It goes on both. It goes on what you did and on the chet. The Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not chayiv, ad she is kaven lachato ba. You have to do a chet in it, ule'eth hayadiyah, and when you did it, yode b'machata. You have to know what you're doing. So I said, I don't know what piece of meat I ate. At the time you ate it, you have no idea what you're doing. You putter. Ule Rabbi Eliezer, kiven shen eskaven l'dav v'sheyesh bo chet. You did something that has a chet, meaning, what does that mean exactly? It's something that has a chet. La'eth yadiyah nodolo shechet, saki. And when you did it, you had a chet, that's good enough. Not, they're not arguing about a case where two pieces of meat and they're both not kosher and you ate one, you don't know which one you ate. They're not arguing about that. They're arguing about something totally different according to Reb Shimon. What are they arguing about? We'll see in a minute. Okay?
Isn't Shabbos different that by Shabbos you have to want the result?
Excellent. Excellent point. We're going to get to that in the next in 5 minutes. Amar Bihuda. I feel this chavin lilko te'enim. Even if you wanted to pick te'enim on Shabbos, Velilkot anavim, and you ended up picking grapes, or anavim velilkot te'enim, or shechoros, you wanted the black ones, velikeda levenos, and you picked the white ones, or levenos, you wanted white ones, velilkot shechoros, you picked black ones, Rabbi Eliezer, mechayev chatas. Again, yechayev. The answer is, he holds from the halachic principle of, what's the difference? Rabbi Shua poter, Shua says he poter. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Timahani, I'm wondering, says Rabbi Shimon, Im ba pater, but Rabbi Yeshua. Would Rabbi Yeshua pater in that case? Even there, Rabbi Yeshua says, what's the difference? Im kain, lama nemar asher chata ba. Why does it say you have to be chet in it? Which implies you have to know exactly what you're doing. And I wanted to pick the white flower. And I picked the red flower. So what, I'm pater now? Says Rabbi Shimon, would Rabbi Yeshua say you pater in that case? Because I picked up the wrong flower? Again, it's Meshoge. But so what? What's the different flower you picked up? Well, it's a shechata ba. You got to be. Like, I wanted to pick up the white flower. I picked up the red flower. So I'm potter. I wonder if you'd say potter in that. So, a shechata ba. Imkei lama nema shechata ba. Then why say shechata ba? The answer is prat lemisaseg. That's a different thing. That's misaseg. What's misaseg? That's not even a shogig. Says Rashi. What's misaseg? The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Behetera. Misaseg behetera. What's Pesachic Be'etera? Kigon, for example, Lachdoch es hatalosh. I wanted to cut what's already cut. Before Shabbos, my wife went to the garden and she cut the flowers. She cut them already, but she left them out there. And now she tells me, go bring them in and cut them down a little more, make it nice, we'll put them in a vase. So I go out there with my scissors. Now, you're allowed to cut something already cut? Yes. That's not a malacha. You're allowed to cut an apple in half? It's in your refrigerator? The answer is yes, you could do that. Why? That's not considered. Can you pull a grape off a stem in your house? I think you can. Why? It's already cut. So you already said, go outside and cut the flowers that I already cut. And you went out there and you cut flowers that were not cut. Is that a... Now, your action was, I'm doing something mutter. I'm doing something mutter. Happens to be, you made a mistake. That's not a shogig. That's called besasek. Right? Sheheterok, you're going, lachtoch es atalosh. You wanted to cut what's already cut. But you cut the ones that weren't cut. But in a similar case, you'd be chayev. I want to cut the white flower, and I cut the red flower, of course you're chayev. Even if Yeshua would agree to that. Now, this is a very complicated Mishnah. A lot going on in this Mishnah. Right? A lot going on. Here we go. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Back to the first case. Rabbi Eliezer says, Memanav Shach, which is the legal principle of what's the difference? E chelev achal chayiv, e noser achal chayiv, e ishto nida baal chayiv, e achosa baal chayiv, e shabbos osa malacha chayiv, e yom kippur osa malacha chayiv. What's the difference? Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you the difference. Harei Omer, it says, asher chata ba. You sinned in it. Ad shiyodolo b'machata. You have to know what your sin was. So when I wake up in the morning and someone says, you know, you ate one of those pieces of meat. One of them was chalev, one of them was noser. You ate one of them. We don't know which one you ate. Says Yehoshua, it's not a shachat. I don't know what I did. What did I do wrong? I still don't know. I did something wrong 100%. I did something wrong. What did I do wrong? I don't know. It's either that or that. Says Yehoshua, you're pater. Why? It's based on a pasuk.
So you can't do tshuva.
That's exactly, no, just the opposite. Rochanan said, since you definitely did something wrong,
yeah,
you're going to do tshuva anyway. The tshuva is in your heart.
Oh, no carbon.
No carbon. Yeah. That's a funny thing, but okay. No other way to make it.
You can always do tshuva in your heart. What are you going to do for?
So the chatas is only if you know what you did wrong. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, who says yichayiv in this case, because he holds what's the difference, so then, hi, ba, my avidlei, what does he do with the word ba? You ready for this? Prat lemisasek. He uses it to exclude misasek. Don't turn the page, because we've got to read this Rashi inside. Rashi says on the bottom, what does it mean, prat lemisasek? Kigon. Nischavin lezu? You wanted to do one thing? V'as acheres. You did something else. Doesn't really explain what that means. V'i kasha im kain, if it's true that you're potter for misasik, im kain, Rabbi Eliezer, islay the Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Nachman, which we're going to have in 5 minutes, hi, but darish Rabbi Eliezer, prat le misasik, Rabbi Eliezer just said, I use the word ba to tell me you're not chayiv for misasik. However, Rabbi Eliezer, prat le misasik, lo tzarech, I don't need this. There's another reason why I'm putter for misasik. The reason is because of what Josh said. The meleches machsheves, the maisi Reb Nachman matzi lemelath. There's a thing called meleches machsheves. When it comes to Shabbos, unlike every other aveira in the Torah, there's more knowledge that's imposed on you. You have to know what meleches machsheves means, a melacha that you did with thought. Not my wife told me to go cut the flowers that already cut, and I went out there and I cut a different flower. There's no meleches machsheves at all. I thought I'm doing something mutter. I made a mistake. I pulled the wrong flower. That's not. What's a shogig? I knew it's Shabbos, but I forgot. Or I know you're not allowed to write on Shabbos, but I forgot about writing. I forgot it's a malacha. Here, you didn't forget anything. It's not a shogig. It's even much worse than a shogig. It's nothing. So it's not malacha, it's not Shabbos. Why do we need the word ba? And everybody knows masasik is not chayiv. And the answer is, nirali, der Rabbi Eliezer, less leder of Nachman. Says Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, who lived before Rav Nachman, doesn't hold like Rav Nachman, the Darish, Mimalechis Machsheves, Asra Torah, the Lomash, Malayahi, Drasha. He doesn't hold from that. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold from that Malechis Machsheves idea. And therefore he has to come with Ba, why you're not Chayav. Same end result, How is it how you got there?
Because Melech Machshavas wouldn't work for a chutzah if you had something that you had in your pocket and you didn't have no intention to take it out and just came out with you.
Right.
Then it wouldn't be a Melech Machshavas.
Right. Right.
So you want to cut flowers on Shabbos?
I think it's not a malacha. Maybe the Rabbanon or something. What malacha did you do?
You can't take a scissor.
So I told the Rabbanon. What malacha did you do? What? No, they're already cut. You have flowers in your vase, on your table. And your wife says, make them shorter, they're too long. And you go take a knife or a scissors and you cut them. That's a malacha? What malacha is that? It's a Durban. I'm not talking about Durban. What malacha is that? Now, if you let you cut the flowers and she left them outside. She says, go cut them out and make them smaller and bring them in. And you made a mistake and you cut a flower that wasn't cut. So that's Masasi. I thought I'm doing the same butter. Right? I'm not chayav for that. That's not even a shogi. The Masasi demai. What Masasik are we talking about over here? Because this Mishnah had a lot of things. E b'chalav and v'arayos. If it's a Masasik in chalev or arayos, says Rashi on top, can go in chalev v'shum and lefanov. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. One's kosher, one's not kosher. V'no da shezeh chalev v'zeh shuman. You know, that one's chalev, that one's shuman. V'niskavim lechol shuman. You wanted to eat the shuman. V'hibit l'makom acher, but then you got a text, and you went to look at the text, and when you came back, v'halcha yado ala chelev achlo, you put your hand in the wrong spot, and you grabbed it. What's that? That's shogeg? Says Rashi, that's not shogeg. That's masasik. That's masasik. It's almost hair splitting. It's almost hair splitting. Right? I was going to take my hand like this and reach for the kosher one, then someone called, I turned around, and I went back, and I moved my hand by mistake, went to the wrong one. That's a misasik.
Can't be
shogeg,
you know that.
Exactly, it's misasik. Rashi continues. Inami or chelev v'chelev lefanav. You have two pieces of chelev there. V'savar shehu shuman, and you think they're kosher. V'nishchavin v'savar shehu shuman, right? V'nishchavin lechol chaticha zu. V'chol chaticha zu, I wanted to eat piece one, and I ended up eating piece two. Lo dabi le shogig. That's not a shogig. The shogig hainu shenizkavin lechaticha zu atzma. I want that piece. Avol saver shu shuman. But I thought it's shuman, right? But here you wanted to eat piece one, you ate piece two. How many? They're both not kosher. Yeah.
Isn't this just like
anyway? And if you can think of a case of misasik by Arias, that's great for you. But if misasik by chelav and arayis, if you misasik by chelav and arayis, chayev, you're chayev. Why chayev? Shekin d'amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, hamasasik by chelav and arayis, chayev shekin nene. Because at the end of the day, you got pleasure. You got hana. You ate something, you were with somebody. So you got hana. So you chayev no matter what. So what's left? What's misasik where you don't get any hana?
What are you chayev?
Yes. V'im misasik b'shabbos, putter. And if it's Shabbos, you're putter. My time, why you putter? Well, lech is machshavas asur Torah. Because misasik and Shabbos, you're always putter. So what's the case of misasik where you said you're chayiv, a problem misasik, the misasik, you're putter, right?
The case that you're carrying something by me that you don't even know.
What?
You're carrying outside.
Where do you learn that you have to have come up from something?
So why does Hanah make you chayav? It's a whole lamdash thing. Why Hanah makes a change in anything? Anyway, so l'rava mishkachat. I'll tell you what mishkachat. Keep going. Shinis chayav l'hachtech et ha-tolosh. You wanted to cut what was tolosh. You wanted to cut the flowers that were already cut. V'chavtech et ha-mechubar. But you cut the ones that weren't cut. Made a mistake. Your wife cut the flowers before Shabbos. She told you to go out there and trim them. And you went out there with your scissors and you trimmed flowers that were already cut, that were not cut yet. So that... That's misasik. What you don't get hanah? What hanah is that? Not hanah. La baya mishkachas. La baya, a different case. Kigon, for example, nischavin lahagbia et hatolosh. Your wife told you forget cutting, just to pick up the flowers that were cut. She says I trimmed them already, I didn't have time to bring them in. They're outside. Go get them. All I got to do is bend down and pick them up. And I bend down v'chad dechesam mechuber, and I pull one off that was attached. That's misasik, says Abaya. They're saying different things, Abaya and Rava. They're saying different things. Right? Rava says, I was going to trim the ones that were cut, and I trimmed ones that were not cut. And Abaya says, not trimming anything. Just bend down and pick them up. And you pulled off one that was not cut.
What's enough for me?
We'll see that in a minute. The Itmar. Nischavin lahagbi es hatolish. If you wanted to pick up one that was already cut, v'chatach es hamechubar, and you ended up cutting one that was still attached, pater, you pater, my time away. Dolichavin l'shem chaticha. You didn't have kavana for cutting anything. Lachtoch es hatolish. But to cut the tolish, v'chatach es hamechubar, but you ended up cutting one that was attached, Abai Amar Chayev. Abai says he chayev for that. Why? Dolichavin l'shem chaticha. Because you were mechavin to do the act of cutting. Rava Amar Potter, Rava says, Potter, you didn't intend to cut Sayyid Masr. Okay? It's mamish hair splitting. Want to make more hair splitting? Look at the second Tosfos. Second Tosfos says, Vim Tomar, Shogi Gdambi, Bechol Torah Kula. The same thing as Shogi, it's the same thing in the whole Torah. Lo Mishkavin Lister. I didn't intend to do that wrong. I forgot it was Shabbos, I turned the light on. I didn't intend to do anything wrong. I didn't intend to do a maisa isser of turning on the light. Why am I chayav a shogig? Why? What's the difference between misasik and shogig?
It's almost a consecration at all here.
No, nothing to do with that. V'yesh lomar. The answer is the bechal haTorah kula kisha amar mutter hu b'shogig. I said it's mutter. Why did I say it's mutter? Because I forgot at Shabbos. Forgot. B'davar shehu yodea lanu shu isser. That I know something's usher, but right now I forgot. Right now I forgot at Shabbos and turned the light on. Of course I know about Shabbos. Of course I know. But right now I forgot. Aval hacha, but over here, im mischavin ledavar shehu heter lekule alma, everyone holds its mutter, im hayikifim ashu b'savar, if you did what you thought you were doing, which means trimming cut flowers. Trimming cut flowers is not usher. If everybody would agree that if you did what you thought you were doing, it would be mutter. Maybe there's rabbanans, trimming, I'm not talking about that. Malacha. There's no malacha of coats there, it's already cut. So everybody would agree that if you did what you thought you were doing, you wouldn't do anything wrong. You can't say the same thing with turning on a light by mistake. That's a different world. That's mamash shogig.
Right.
It's a different world. Because what you thought you were doing, you made a mistake. But there's no reason, there's no way that could be mutter. Here, cutting cut flowers is mutter. Happens to me I made a mistake. So it's very, very hair splitting, but it's fundamentally different. You see the difference?
Okay, it's hair splitting.
Alma, im ha'ikvi, that's why it's misasik. If I would have done what I wanted to do, I wouldn't have done anything wrong. I would have cut flowers, nothing wrong with that. I would have bent down to pick up cut flowers, nothing wrong with that. So if I would have done what I wanted to do, I'd be putter. In the case of a show gig, I walk into the room and I forgot a Shabbos for a minute, and I turned the light on. What do you mean if I did what I wanted to do, be putter? Then you made a mistake. That's a shogeg. So they're hair splitting, but they're fundamentally different things. You got all that?
He cut the flowers on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
But isn't it mutter the flowers?
What? No, they're already cut. They're already cut.
So,
they're already cut, and your wife said, I forgot to bring them in. The book says they're about it anyway. It's not a malacha. No malacha. I forgot to bring, go get them. You know what? While you're out there, go trim them. Fine. So you forgot, you made a mistake, and you trimmed and you pulled up one that was attached. If you would have done what you thought you're doing, you wouldn't have done anything wrong. You can't say that by a shogeg. Shogeg means I forgot what I was doing. I forgot a Shabbos. So I turned the light on by mistake. Why did I do that? What do you mean if I would have done what I wanted to do? You wanted to turn the light on. It doesn't make sense to say all that. Therefore, that's the difference between a shogeg and a misasik. Got that?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omar. Lo nechleku, he said, they're not arguing about Ben HaShemashos. I wasn't sure what day of the week it was because it's Ben HaShemashos. Not talking about that. Tanya, Amr Lehen Rabbi Yossi, Degdaki Macharai. Listen carefully to what I said. My Amr Lehen, the Amr Lehen Degdaki Macharai. What did they say that he said back? Listen to what I'm saying carefully. Hachi Amr Lehen. Higbiya Ben HaShemashos Mahu. What if they picked up something during Ben HaShemashos? Right? Someone carried during Ben HaShemashos. Amalu, the Dr. Macharai. Be careful, listen to what I said very carefully. The name of who, Mixas Hagboa Haisa Mihayom, U Mixas Alamachar. Half of it was done now, and half of it was done yesterday. So the whole Malacha. Hachinami Kamalu, the Dr. Macharai, Valoha Lisa Biatkim Klum. You have nothing to say back to me. The Lobiosi, Gmar Malacha, Lobiezer Potter. So what's Lobiosi saying? If you did the half of Malacha on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur's on a Friday. So I did a half malacha on Friday, and the other half going into Shabbos. Right. No, everyone holds the pater in that case.
It doesn't combine.
It doesn't combine. My case was, you forgot what day it was. Then there's a, this is an issue. Was it Friday or was it Shabbos? I definitely wrote that letter. No question about it. I wrote that whole letter, a whole long letter I wrote. I shall remember, did I write it on Yom Kippur or did I write it on Shabbos? So Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the difference? And Rabbi Shua says, you pater. Says Rabbi Yossi, but they're not arguing about the Ben HaShemashah's issue. Why? Because then the malacha is only half done. And half the malacha here, half the malacha there. That's not what we're talking about. Right? So does that mean to imply that Rabbi Yossi holds, you have to finish the malacha? But HaShemayin Leidim HaChayev. That means HaChayev. Titnan. We had this yesterday. Rabbi Eliezer, 2 days ago. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'orig Shlosha Chutin, if you sew 3 threads, Betchila, if you sew 3 threads on Shabbos, you're chayav. The minimum shear is 3 threads. You have to sew 3 stitches. What if I sew 2 stitches on Wednesday, and the third one I did on Shabbos? So I did only half malacha, right? But I finished the malacha. I made a stitch now. I made a full stitch. I'm chayav for that. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yossi says you can't do half a malacha on Shabbos? Of course you can. Oh, you carried half on Yom Kippur, half a man of Shemashas, and half going to your putter. Why? Doesn't combine. What do you mean? You could sew 1/3 of a stitch in the chayef. Why? Because you finished it. Right? Bechad al-Arik chayef. So what do you mean he doesn't hold in that?
That's not the same thing.
So why not?
Because there's no chashivas to the first 2 stitches, so it depends on what you're doing.
That's exactly the point.
Right. So it's not a half a malacha. The malacha is sewing a good stitch. Stitch 1 or 2 is not a good stitch.
Right, so we're going to change this. Amr Yosef, Rabbi Yossi, Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, Hachi Masni. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'oreg Shal Shechut in Betchila, Vishnayim al Ha'oreg Chayev. You have to sew at least 2 stitches. So he just changes it. He just changes the girsa to make it make sense. Okay? Amr Yehuda, alright, so we'll stop here. We're a little behind. There was no way to do this faster. We're a little behind. But tomorrow, Amud Beis is tiny. Really tiny. So hopefully all I want to do tomorrow is finish the parak. So if we finish that, we'll catch up. And we'll see you then. Everyone have a very good day.